I'm great, thank you. Great to hear from you, and yeah, looking forward to telling you a bit more about Mr. Perfect.
And tell us a little bit about it, if you wouldn't mind, for those that are unaware.
Absolutely. So Mr. Perfect is a grassroots charity, and our main product, I guess, and our main intention is to bring men together at barbecues in local parks across Australia. And the remit for that is to create community and connection, which is obviously a great thing for mental health.
We find that mental health is quite prevalent in our society, not only around Australia, but particularly here on the northwest coast.
Yeah, look, there is some serious, you know, challenges, particularly in regional areas across Australia. We're definitely seeing that. Not so much just because, firstly, there's a lack of clinical resources for people to access if it's a more serious end of the scale. But Mr. Perfect, we're actually trying to prevent people even getting to that point, or at least having a place where they can go to comfortably and informally discuss any challenges they have. So we call it a soft entry point to mental health, so they can assess and reflect and hopefully never get to that crisis point.
So what I can gather is your grassroots community program is wholly focused on prevention and early intervention, which research does show and represents our best tools for addressing that mental health is in an emergency situation at the moment.
Definitely. Look, we definitely don't want to pretend to be, you know, a clinical service. There's plenty of outstanding things that people can access for that. We just find that this sort of informal and very comfortable, casual approach and being completely inclusive to it, sometimes it's all people need. If we can provide a couple of hours in the sun with some free food and some nice people to meet, then we've done our job. That's our kind of our small aim, I guess. But the bigger aim is what we found outside of these barbecues is people come along, and over the long term, it takes some time for men. You know, we plant the seed. And they meet new people. They may meet up with these people for a coffee outside of, you know, the particular barbecue. And before you know it, 6 months in, a year in, they formed a bit of a safety net and sort of a community net of people they can go to and chat to when they need to.
Great chance to form a bit of a bond with the people at these barbecues. And what a great mix, eh? A bit of a conversation and also have a feed at the same time, because us humans are a bit of a social bunch, aren't we?
Yeah, look, the barbecue works well as well because, you know, it's a more comfortable atmosphere. In a clinical environment, it's one-on-one, it can be very cold, and don't get me wrong, it's needed. You know, I access clinical help myself, but at the barbecue, you're outside, you can, you know, it's a bit more of a warm atmosphere. You can escape if you need to, there's no pressure on you. You can come for half an hour and say hello, and it just feels like a more comfortable way to share and connect with people.
Since you founded Mr. Perfect, Terry, has the awareness of mental health and well-being improved somewhat in men for the time you've been involved in this program?
Yes, 100%. So when we started this in January 2016, I think there was definitely sort of an uprising of mental health awareness. And I guess my point is, right now we're at a stage where there is so much awareness, but we really need to consciously move to the action phase. And if we're not, we can tell everyone to, you know, open up and tell everyone about their struggles and everything else, but if we're not providing them with the tools, the education, and I guess a safe way to do it, then we're kind of letting them down. So, you know, there's a big path there for government, for communities, for everyone, but we just hope to be that first point of call for people to tell them, look, this is fine. You know, everyone's going to have struggles at some point in their life, and we will be there, you know, socially, and we'll be a bit of a safety net for them.
I like the way that you do form a pathway, but it's ideally it's suited for a pathway to follow through.
Absolutely. Look, if someone comes along and it's all they need, then great. You know, they find they just was a bit lonely, fantastic. If they come and they find that actually they need this, but they also need some clinical help, we've got a fantastic men's health directory on our website, which basically lists a lot of men's health specific services, whether they be educational, informal, men's groups, they're a little bit more closed, or crisis or clinical services as well. So we really need to meet men where they're kind of at, which is what a friend of mine says a lot, rather than sort of, you know, force them to go somewhere where they might not be comfortable.
And the ages are going to be mixed, aren't they? Varied. So mental health doesn't discriminate. So any age to come along on Sunday, the 28th of November, make sure you're at the Burnie Park from 10:30 of growing grassroots effort and tackle mental health crisis. And I think, Terry, you do a wonderful job in what you're doing for Mr. Perfect.
Thank you so much. And one last thing I'd say is we can't do this. It's grassroots, but we can't do this without the support of the people that are involved who help, you know, do events for us and raise us money at a grassroots level just to keep ticking. But we've also got Zurich who get involved and have basically given us money each year to keep us running. And without that, we just, you know, it's a big weight off our mind and we're able to focus on connecting men.
Really engaging and helping out, so because it's very, very important. It's a big team event, isn't it, there, Terry? Look, thank you very much for your time this morning for telling us all about it on 7BU Breakfast.
You're welcome.